93.5 WVIP and WVIP HD1, New Rochelle. A Whitney Global Media Station.
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon. And in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
Injured in an accident? You should be fully compensated with a large money award for your pain and suffering, your lost wages, and your medical bills. I'm Brad Bernstein. For over 60 years, my legal team at Sparm Bernstein has been fighting for the highest money awards and has won over $200 million for our seriously injured clients. That's almost a quarter of $1 billion. Whether a car construction accident, medical malpractice, a slip and fall, our team at Sparm Bernstein will fight aggressively to get you the highest money award possible. Call now, 1-800-859-0800. That's 1-800-859-0800. Call now. Sparm Bernstein Legal Team will help you get the compensation you deserve. 1-800-859-0800. 1-800-859-0800. Prior successful results do not guarantee a similar outcome in the future.
93.5 WVIP, broadcasting loud and clear all over the metro area. For more information on hosting your own radio program, call David O'Shaughnessy at 914-636-1460. For rates and availabilities, that's 914-636-1460. 93.5 WVIP.
Is your insurance coverage adequate? What if you suffer an accident, serious illness, or long hospital stay? I am Marcia Campbell of Combined Insurance, and I want to set you up with affordable supplemental coverage. If the unexpected strikes, you can have cash when you need it most. Call me, Marcia Campbell at Combined Insurance, 347-664-0986. Regular medical insurance pays direct to your medical provider, but with supplemental Combined Insurance, benefits are paid directly to you to use at your discretion to cover things like rent or utility bills while you're out of work. Let Combined Insurance give you an extra layer of protection and peace of mind. Call me, Marcia Campbell, 347-664-0986. That's 347-664-0986.
New York's Caribbean Voice, 93.5, WVIP.
This is Barris Hammond.
East. And this is the original Chronic.
Yo, this is Mr. Vegas.
Who is the signal I represent? You see?
Yo, you know, it's Chris Martin.
You know I'm the Oogla I represent, you know?
Hi, this is Marcy Griffiths.
This is Mag Supreme.
This is Mikey Spice.
Listen, Ascencia.
I sing a melody representing
blessed love and honor. This is Janine.
Yo, this is Bunchy Garland, all the way from Trinidad and Tobago.
We're grooving on radio. The Rasclem, keep it locked, IKEA said that.
I think our award for to be part of our Broadway cast includes dinner every evening at any five-star Manhattan restaurant.
Thank you, but no thank you. When I'm in New York, I only eat at the door.
Have you ever eaten at any five-star Manhattan restaurant?
Huh? Five-star or five-trillion star. Me uncle name at the door.
The door.
The door.
The door. Elegance. Fine dining. Our professional staff is here to serve you.
And most importantly, great Jamaican foods. For elegant dining and authentic Jamaican foods.
Lord, me picnic on all the way to Missouri. I mean, no, how him we eat at daytime? Because him loving banana chips, him loving bun and cheese, and I don't know which part of the world I'm going to find them the same thing there.
Relax, Mary, what you talk about? This send the boy got the corner shop and make him harder what he want.
What you want talk about corner shop? You know, see the boy there all the way in the middle America, back of God back. You think we there, Jamaica?
No, darling. Get with the times, man. Modern technology we are talking about. The corner shop online. KingstonCornershop.com.
Voila!
Kingston Corner with a K shop.com. And in just harder the same thing them and then ship it right to your destination. So you can get up a man in time and make him little plantain porridge. For lunch, he can eat some bully beef with little honey and cut up in there. And then for dinner, him can boil the greatest Jamaican cock soup.
So him really want me swarm so much.
So say it with me and set your heart at ease. KingstonCornershop.com.
Blessed love, this is Dwayne Stevenson from Augustown. And anytime I find myself in a New York state of mind, you know I always tune in to Grooving Radio, night or day. A soul play. Keep it moving.
On lead, Bonnie Ruggs. William, Alexander, Hamilton, Anthony, Bunny Ruggs, Clark, O.D. Sleep well, Bunny Ruggs, and happy birthday when it comes.
I think of love and I think of life and joy always around. Life can be such a sweet paradise and joy always around.
We thought you would always be here, Russ.
And I live through life and joy always around. Life can be such a sweet paradise.
It was on this day in the year 2014, on the 2nd of February, that Bunny Ruggs joined the ancestors. He was born William Alexander Anthony Clark. He was bestowed with national honors in Jamaica. He was born on the 6th of February, 1948. It means Bunny Ruggs would have been celebrating his 71st birthday come this coming week on the 6th. That is how I welcome you back this Saturday morning to the final 25 minutes of Grooving Radio's presentation. My name is Rasplim. The conversation this morning on Mic Check is about depression, mental health, suicide, and anxiety. My very special guest this Saturday morning live in the studio is Brett Scuttler, and also on the telephone lines, Miss Ednisha. Yes, Miss Ednisha Salisbury. She is a psychotherapist. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Anthony Turner is also a part of the conversation. Welcome back, Brett.
Thank you, my brother. Thank you.
Welcome back, Ednisha.
Thank you, thank you. I'm here.
And Anthony Turner, you are on the other side of the telephone lines. Yeah. Let me clear something up, because I don't want anyone to go commit suicide and think that their family members will be collecting monies from insurance. Someone just sent me a message to say that their insurance that pays when someone commits suicide. And let me just say this. Even if there is such a case, you don't want anyone to walk away from this conversation with the wrong thinking, Anthony Turner, that because you have insurance, you should go and commit suicide because your families would be taken care of. Let me also say this. There is a bit of selfishness that people talk about when someone commits suicide because they were only thinking about themselves and not thinking about those who are left behind. It is a serious thing. When a child has to grow up without a mother or a father who have committed suicide, it is a serious thing when a parent has to bury a child that commits suicide. And Brett, the last time we spoke, you talk about children as young as 4 years old.
Yes.
Who have talked about taking their own life.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about people as young as 9 years old saying that their girlfriend has just left them.
Mm-hmm.
At 9 years old, Ednisha.
Mm-hmm.
And there are people, there are youngsters talking about these things. Suicide and mental health and depression has no age limit, huh? That's where we start.
Yeah.
Talk to me about that. No age limit.
It doesn't. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. I mean, 8 years ago, I met the first four-year-old who attempted suicide. And sitting with that four-year-old child was an enlightening experience. Mm-hmm. You're talking with that child. And the child has an understanding that if I do this act or whatever it is, that my life will end. You can question the reasoning behind that however you want it, but the reality is whatever the child will do to end that life is real,
mm-hmm.
not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
But then it questions us to think about the environment our children are living in. What are they seeing? What are they experiencing? What are they hearing from their parents? And what kind of example as parents we're setting for our children? And those are some hard questions that we have to ask ourselves, because at the end of the day, our children are struggling with emotions that they don't know how to process. Mm-hmm. A lot of them don't have the life coping skills to handle bad situations, rejection, relationship issues. A lot of them are being traumatized, sexually abused. You know, so many things that our children are exposed to, mm-hmm. and many of them have no one to talk with. And so what they do, they turn to drugs, they turn to alcohol, they're smoking weed, they're doing self-harming behaviors. Mm-hmm. And we see the behavior, but we're not understanding the emotions that's driving the behavior.
Mm-hmm. You know, some people can mask what they're going through, you know. And Anthony, when you look at Anthony Bordino from CNN, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. when you watch CNN on a Sunday night, you will see this jovial young man doing his thing on CNN. And then when you wake up one day and you hear that Bordino is gone, he committed suicide. Ednisha, I mean, how easy it is for people to mask certain things like depression and their mental health issue? Because people do go to get up and go to work every day, huh?
Again, we have to project the strength, right? Mm-hmm. So I could be up crying in the closet before work and I'll still go out and I'll put on this mask and I'll put on this face, because I think that most of us don't know how to express negative emotions, and we don't believe people know how to deal with negative emotions, right? Mm-hmm. So when someone asks me, how are you? I'm generally going to say I'm good, even if I'm not good, mm-hmm. because how do I tell you I'm not good, and how are you going to help me, maybe? Maybe the question is, for some people, I don't know how someone can help me, so there's no point of me telling them how I'm really feeling. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a huge piece of it, too.
But Ednisha, the other side of that, too, is let's say you and I are in a relationship, right? Let's say mm-hmm. you're intimately involved, or you're my sister, we're brothers and sisters, and I do tell you how I'm feeling, and you cannot help. Your comment, your response, your nonverbal response, the way you may look and the way you may, that may make me feel worse about myself, because I'm coming to you as someone who I feel I could trust, or I feel I have that confidence in you, but then your reaction is a certain way that turns me away from even wanting to open up to anybody else. And I think that's why this conversation is so important for communities of color, because it starts in the home first, right? Mm-hmm. A lot of people turn to their intimate partners or their family members for that first conversation or help. Mm-hmm. And if it's not received in a way that says, okay, you know what, I'm glad that you shared this with me, we're going to work through this together. Mm-hmm. I'm not a professional, I'm not an expert, but the fact that you've shared this and you're feeling this way, it means that I need to be more attuned to those emotions. I need to be more sensitive to the behavior. And let's go get the help together that you need, mm-hmm. rather than the negativity and the ostracization that comes from that, because that experience is being shared or talked about. I have been through those situations. I've been in relationships where I've had a mental breakdown, an emotional breakdown with an intimate partner who just looked at me like something wrong with you, walked away from that, right? Mm. So how do you talk about that in our communities of color, where we can strengthen each other in those moments of weakness, rather than say, sure, listen, why you act like that? Why you behaving like that? Get out of it. You know, those type of things that sometimes we say mm-hmm. or react to someone when they're in that state is something that I think hurts people more than helps them.
Mm-hmm. I think the first thing that we have to think about is that you don't have to fix it, right? Mm-hmm. You just need to be a good listener first, right? Mm-hmm. And then you want to encourage people to talk about their feelings, and you want to listen without judgment.
Right.
That's a huge piece of this, right? Mm-hmm. So I think about the things that you could say. You could say, like, I've been feeling concerned about you lately, right? Or recently I noticed differences in you and I was wondering how you're doing. Or I just wanted to check in with you, right? So I think that we have to avoid saying things like it's all in your head, mm-hmm. right? That's not fair to someone. Look on the bright side, as if it's that easy. Snap out of it. What's wrong with you? Shouldn't you be better by now? Mm-hmm. I think we also have to have realistic expectations of people. Mm-hmm. Change does not happen overnight, right? So we need to learn to be patient, right? So if I see something in you, maybe I need to say, hey, how can I help you? The thing about depression is that it drains your energy, right? Mm-hmm. And those everyday things that we do seem to be really difficult. So if I just come to you and say, hey, you want me to help you with grocery shopping? Hey, you want me to help you with your laundry? the small things that may be small to me or you, if I'm going through a depressive state, then those things are going to be extremely difficult for me. So I think that it's just really about not having any judgment and just kind of being there and listening and figuring out how can you help. Let the person tell you how you can help them.
And Russ, really, just real quickly on that, you know, Ednisha said something too, that patience, right? But there, you can only be patient for so long, right? If a person does not want help for themselves, you cannot help them.
Right.
And so your patience sometimes starts becoming heavy because you're now bearing the weight. Right. That's secondary trauma. That's vicarious trauma.
Right.
Okay?
You're right.
You're with someone who is dealing with their own pain and just keep going through the motions every day without trying to realize that I'm here to support you, I'm here to help you, but ultimately you also need to help yourself. And so you start feeling the weight of that. I had to walk away from situations like that personally because I realized that that person's pain was not my pain. I'm here to support you, but at the same time, I'm affected by you going through what you're going through. That whole depressive piece I have seen not only in my personal life but in clients that I serve, it can kill you. It drains you because you're watching someone you love struggle with these conditions and they for themselves, they don't want to go for help.
You know, Anthony, you were going to say something.
Yeah, I wanted to ask, Ednisha, you had talked about treatment using some sort of drugs and therapy. Is this, I mean, once you're diagnosed, is this a permanent situation where you're going to always have to go for therapy and be treated with medication?
No, it's not a permanent situation. Let's say that right there. So I want to say that I am actually a licensed social worker by trade, but I am a psychotherapist, but I do have a master's in social work. So you don't. So the thing is that some people can go through a depressive state and it may last a year, right? It may last a couple of months. And then there's other people who kind of deal with it over a lifetime. I think that, but you have to understand that people have to have good coping skills as well, right? So it's not just about the therapy and it's not just about the medication, right? But you have to maybe learn how to express yourself through writing, right? A lot of people journal so they can kind of get out their thoughts and feelings, right? Maybe you have to start practicing being more positive because a lot of it is people's thoughts. They have these negative thoughts, right? You know, just kind of staying involved with people, you know, being more social, learning how to depend on others, sleeping better, exercising, you know, staying away from alcohol because alcohol is a depressant. So there's other things that you can do other than just the therapy and the medication, but it also depends on how this is negatively affecting your life and what you may need to help you, right?
You know, ladies and gentlemen, I do hope that this conversation will be of some help to you this morning. I know the conversation at time it gets a little bit heavy, but sometimes we have to turn the music off. Sometimes we have to turn off the background noise and we have to have conversations. It is called rehab time, ladies and gentlemen.
You gotta understand this.
Some people don't come in your life to love you, they come into your life to use you. They don't come to bring to your life, they come to take from it. They don't see you as a person, they see you as an opportunity. Trust me, I've been there. These are the type of people that don't love you for you. They love you for what they can take from you. They're not loyal to you. They're loyal to the benefits that come with you. That's why they never show up, no matter how many times you showed up for them. That's why they never offer help, no matter how many times you've helped them. Like, for real, stop breaking your back for people who clearly don't got yours. Like, I live by this, you don't have to live by it. But if it's not reciprocated, then that relationship has to be annihilated. I refuse to be used. So stop taking punches for people who wouldn't take a punch for you. Stop keeping people in your boat that ain't rolling with you. Stop being there for people that always disappear on you. I hate to say this, but it's facts. If they're not supporting, then they shouldn't be important straight up. Just because someone is in your life doesn't mean they want the best for your life. So let me ask you this question. If your talent wasn't there, would they still be there? Exactly. If you were to get down in life, would they still stay down for you? If all you had to offer was friendship, would they still be around? I know you want their support. I get it. But understand, you don't need their support. I know it sucks when you find out the ones you love the most will sometimes support you the least. I know it sucks to find out
The ones you did the most for won't even do the least for you. But don't let their lack of support create a lack of belief. Get around people who appreciate your talent, not just want to use you for it. Get around people who pour into your cup, not just want to drink from it. Get around people who want to help you elevate your life, not just use you to elevate theirs. Stop keeping these leeches, leeches, in your life that expect everything from you, but give absolutely nothing to you. And I get it. You might say, well, who's there to support me? There's a world full of people waiting to support you. So don't let those that don't support you keep you from seeing that. And I want to be clear. When you remove these people from your life, because you will, they're going to try to paint a picture to the world that you're wrong when they did you wrong. But I want you to understand this, Annie, and never forget it. Never feel guilty for cutting someone off when they handed you the scissors. But like I always tell you, it all starts with you. It's rehab time. Let's get it.
It is rehab time. On that note, Ednisha,
yeah.
you have some numbers that you
I
would
do.
Like to share with the community. Go ahead.
Okay, so these are for people who are in New York City. So I'll give you the number. I'll say it slowly. It's 888-NYC-WELL, okay? Or you can text the word WELL, W-E-L-L, to 65173. And so what that is that if you are in crisis or you need help finding treatment, it's available to you. It's confidential. Mm-hmm. It's free. It's in over 200 languages. They're available 24/7, 365 days a year. The beauty of it, you can call someone if you need help. You can text someone. You can chat with someone over the web. They'll help you actually schedule an appointment. They'll help you access any other mental health services that you need. And the beauty is they actually follow up with you, too.
Mm.
So to make sure that you've been connected to someone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there are things out there available. Mm. And if someone is interested in seeing me, my website is BeWell, B-E-W-E-L-L, psychotherapy.com. So you can also, if you're interested, I do individual therapy, couples therapy, as well as group therapy.
BeWellPsychotherapy.com. BeWellPsychotherapy.com. And if you feel more comfortable sitting with Brett, if you're a man, you feel more comfortable talking to a man, Brett, I want you to share your information once again right now. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, my number is 917-651-1889. It is a 24-hour service. You can call or text. I come to you. You don't have to come to me.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you're going through, I'm also able to connect you with other resources in New York City or Westchester that can provide services for you to help you through whatever emotional pain or crisis situation that you may be going through.
A healthy physical life leads to healthy mental state. That's a text I just got. Let me read it again. A healthy physical life leads to a healthy mental state. Tanisha Malcolm, thank you. Another text I just got. Such a well-needed show today. Thanks for addressing the topic of depression. You know, Anthony, when we walk down this road, a lot of people tend to turn us off. But for those who kept the radio on, I do hope that this presentation was of some assistance to you this Saturday morning. My name is Ras Clem, and this is Groovin' Radio. Anthony Turner, your closing remarks.
Yeah, it's another powerful program that shared valuable information, and I hope we're able to reach. I know the previous program we did, Brett got lots of calls, and I'm anticipating it may be the same situation today. So great presentation, guys, and look forward to talking to you again in the future.
And I do hope that folks will reach out to Ednisha if you feel more comfortable talking to a female. If you feel comfortable talking to a woman, you could reach out to Ednisha. Give out your website again, Ednisha.
It's BeWellPsychotherapy.com.
BeWellPsychotherapy.com.
And that's B-E, right? B-E-W.
Yes, B-E-Well, W-E-L-L, Psychotherapy, P-S-Y-C-H-O, T-H-E-R-A-P-Y.
Anthony, you could blast that out on the Groovin' Radio sites, please, so people can go there and find the information. Well, Miss Salisbury, I thank you very much for being a part of this conversation this morning. And based on the messages that we're getting, the community really really appreciate love. Appreciate love the conversation. Britt, thank you very much for stopping by this morning. Anthony Turner, thank you very much for sharing in this conversation. You and I will talk later on, and we will continue some of these talks tomorrow right here on Grooving Radio. Thank you very much, Anthony. Thank you very much, Ednisha, and we will talk
thank
later.
You.
We'll talk later on today.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are at that moment where we will have to turn the station over to the Wake Up Radio team with Uncle Carl and Sister Deba. Let me quickly remind you that Grooving Radio was executively produced by Clement Hume and Christopher Roberts. Grooving Radio was hosted by Ras Clem. Contributing to the presentation this morning, I have to say thanks to Dr. Butner, Dr. Noveline Butner from the LJDR Davis Foundation. She spoke about their 2019 medical mission and their upcoming fundraiser. The Jamaica Observer provided their weekly roundup of news. Anthony Turner, who is our entertainment reporter and our writer, he produced the bio for our very special guest this morning, Ednisha Salisbury. And ladies and gentlemen, live in the studio was Mr. Brett Scudler. Ladies and gentlemen, waiting on the other side of the 11:30 hour, it is going to be the Wake Up Radio team. Our musical presentation this morning came from Black Uhuru. We also got music from Shaggy and Sting, Itana, Protege, and Ziggy Marley. In between, we had Dennis Emmanuel Brown, Bunny Ruggs, Robert Nesta Marley, Dwayne Stevenson. And I'm going to leave you with a song called Slogan by Robert Nesta Marley. Until tomorrow evening at 6 p.m., my name is Ras Clem. Up next is going to be the Wake Up Radio team. Take care. One love. This one is called Slogan. He would have celebrated a birthday this week, born on the 6th of February. Bunny Ruggs, also born on the 6th of February.
Can't take the slogans no more.
Until 6 p.m. tomorrow, stay tuned for the Wake Up Radio team. Stay blessed.
Rastafari.